previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Following on from the story we had yesterday morning about visas and the plan by new Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber to sort the problem out. Schreiber, interviewed by Bloomberg yesterday, says the country needs to fix the dysfunctional work permit system or sacrifice economic growth. A German South African business association, which represents companies including Volkswagen AG, says the visa chaos threatens operations that support 100,000 jobs. Schreiber's response: this country's economy will never grow if we don't open our doors to people who want to lawfully come here and make a contribution and get us on track. One of Schreiber's priorities, adopting a points system to allow skilled workers to take up employment based on their qualifications, job offers and income level. Another, says Bloomberg, is resolving confusion around the so-called digital nomad visa, designed to cater to remote workers who want to base themselves here. It became law earlier this year, but how it's supposed to work remains a mystery. And a third area of Schreiber's focus: tourism, with complaints from places like China and India about the difficulties of getting tourist visas for South Africa. Two big events later on today: the opening of Parliament by President Ramaphosa this evening, which is preceded by the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decision on interest rates. Forecasts from a variety of economists is for no change to the 8.25% repo rate. So, no change to our bond, credit card and car repayments, at least for the time being, if it turns out to be that way. But we'll all be listening for Governor Lesetja Kanyahu's comments about the road ahead. It's also clear he himself will be watching and waiting for the US Fed to make its move on lowering rates over there. At the bell last evening, the JSE All Share was down 0.7%, the top 40 down 0.8%, London's FTSE up 0.3%. In New York, the Dow went to another record closing high, up 0.6%, while the S&P 500 was down 1.4%, the Nasdaq suffering its worst day for months, down 2.8% after remarks by Donald Trump implying that the US would not go to the aid of Taiwan should it be attacked by China. Taiwan is one of the centers of global chip making, hence the panic amongst tech stocks. Tokyo this morning down 2.1%, Hong Kong up 0.2%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.20 to the dollar, 19.89 to the euro, 23.66 to sterling. Gold at 2,466, platinum 1,000 exactly, Bitcoin just over 64,850, Brent crude oil just under $85.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.